Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Board is now in session. I am John Delabose. I am the vice chairperson, or whatever you want to call me. Mr. Mikes is not here this evening. He's not doing well. He's on some new medication, and he and it don't agree. To my right is...
Dorothy Gold.
To my left is...
April Mensch.
April Mensch. Like the artist Mensch?
Mensch, like the Yiddish...
Like German people?
Yeah, Mensch, like good.
German people?
Right.
Yeah, okay, very good. Mensch. Got it.
I like Mensch.
So you're a Mensch. I like that.
I try to be.
Okay, excellent. Well, we got that handled. So would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance, Dorothy?
I will.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now we have staff introductions as well. We have our secretary,
Victoria Bonner,
and Tick Sagerblum's representative,
Beatriz Martinez, and
Javier Rivera Rojas.
And Mr. Rojas, where are you from?
Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Oh.
He's the new liaison. He's going to be representing me.
Oh, he's the new you?
Yes.
He's the new you? Hello? A little different.
You're going to have to put a pillow in your tummy.
I'll do it.
Okay. So how far?
I have a week left.
A week?
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, guys.
I hope you guys are
I was going to say, I hope somebody's done this before.
We'll be fine.
Okay, very
and
good.
And from planning?
Judith Rodriguez.
Judith Rodriguez. Good evening. Very good. Thank you. Okay. The first portion of this is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. There's no real discussion or action or votes that may be taken on this agenda item, but you may make a comment if you have one. Be afforded the real opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to any member of the board about any items within its jurisdiction but that aren't appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public, which is at the end of the agenda. Comments are limited normally to 3 minutes, but if you need more for a presentation or something, we're willing to do that. Please step, there's no speaker's podium, forget that. Please stand, how about that? Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record so she may record it. If anybody needs more time to speak, we generally try to accommodate the length of your presentation within reason. And this is done by either myself or other members of us agreeing together that that's a good idea. I would like to request approval for the minutes of August 30th. May I have a motion?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Now we have an approval of the agenda for this evening, September 27th. And hold and combine or delete any items. We don't really have that. There's only one item, so I presume we're going to hear it. Do I have a motion to approve this evening's agenda?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any informational items?
Yes, Chair. So every 2 years, the board is basically up. We reappoint all town board members of all 19 town board or citizen advisory board members. For the board's information, you will be asked to fill out new applications. It is a new application system this year. I'll send that via email tomorrow or sometime this week. And just so you know, we do have a social media campaign. It was in the RJ posted last Sunday that every town board is looking for applicants. That doesn't mean you're going to get kicked off, of course. But it is just per NRS, we have to do this every 2 years. So please submit your application, so I'll send them to you via email, and then...
Can you send a hard copy?
Yes, I'll send a hard copy as well. You can mail it back, email it back, or give it to Javier in person. The deadline is November 19th, I believe, so you have plenty of time to do that.
November 15th.
November 15th, I apologize. And that is the... we do have an event here at Winchester, Indigenous Peoples Day, on the Saturday the 8th. We welcome everyone to the event, and that is it.
Okay. Did we also have applications for CDAC coming?
You already have applications. You already voted on that last meeting.
And you sent them.
And I sent them. I need it from you.
Yeah, I filled it out, but I didn't have time today to do a letter of interest.
Perfect. And then later on, under general items, we'll talk about town board budget.
Okay, now one more question. Do I take that app now down to the county for CDAC?
You can email it to me or mail it.
I would...
Or take it down.
Yeah, would you mind providing your mailing address before you leave?
Yeah.
And I'll be happy to do that. I'll get it off to you tomorrow, probably.
Perfect.
Thanks. Okay, informational items. Any more from anyone else? Okay, very good. We will now move on to our agenda for this evening. Planning and zoning. We have application UC-22-0498 from Resorts World Las Vegas, LLC. It's a use permit for one recreational facility, two fairgrounds, and three live entertainment in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Resorts World, on a portion of 86.9 acres in an H1, which is a limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, and the north side of Genting Boulevard within Winchester, for possible action. Is the applicant with us this evening? Hi there.
Yes.
Okay. By all means.
Gary Lake, LAKE, 3000 Las Vegas Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. And we agree with staff recommendations, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions on this item? Naturally, I have one. I always do. I try not to disappoint any applicant because I don't want people to think they came here for nothing.
So hopefully, I'm prepared to answer it.
Opening it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We also opened first. I apologize. Two other guests this evening, Winchester citizens. Anybody else here that's in the public? Okay, well, we did that. My one question is, there is a justification letter that was provided. And I'm going to go to that because this is where I just sort of remember reading something and now I need you to help me because when I tried to find it, because it seemed to contrast with this, I couldn't. And so, I have...
Oh, you have it.
I have, yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good with that. I'm just hoping for the information, that's all. I've got all the papers, trust me. I read this stuff like it's the Bible. You talk about future paving of a portion of the site in your justification letter as a possibility, I'm taking it. I'm not saying that was a... We're sure we're going to do that. We're absolutely going to do that. I'm not taking it that way. I'm taking it as... It seems like that's something that might happen, depending on what goes on and how it works.
Very likely.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in the application, when I went through it and read it, it seemed like there was an area where it said that there was no need to pave or there was no paving planned. Was I on Quaaludes or something?
If you read the staff conditions, I think the staff conditions says that there may be required to pay.
Okay, maybe that's where it was. Staff
that's
conditions, that's maybe, applicants advised that paving, I should have called you, may be required in accordance with the Department of Environment and Sustainability rules, obviously for dust and stones and all kinds of other stuff. Okay, so it isn't required at this time, so you're able to go forward with your application and with your first event without doing that. However, it's something that you're like, have been told you might have to do and you have acknowledged you may do.
Yeah, we're totally prepared to do that if when the time.
If and when.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my only question. Does anybody else have any? Okay, Dorothy?
What type of paving will be used? Is it going to be
just like a top? Yeah,
to make it even hotter here?
Yeah.
You're not going to try to get to make it even hotter? Blacktop makes things so hot on a hot day by a very tall building?
Yeah, it's going to be
115 degrees.
If there was cool
don't you feel guilty yet?
If there was cool asphalt, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, well, are they supposedly environmentally friendly? Supposedly there are other things that they...
Now, is this going to be a permanent thing, or are you doing this basically because you have all this land and it would be nice to monetize some of it, because this was never in either Echelon's plans or Resorts World's initial plans as a amenity, if you will.
There's additional properties. We're trying to make the best use of it as the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure within the coming months and maybe years, you'll see some other usage come in for the site.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I know that there is already existent at the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara, the festival grounds site that's already been developed and been used in that. This is sort of the same thing you're looking to kind of do?
At this time, I don't think that is part of the overall plan, is to have a festival type.
So it's going to be more like just sort of pop-up event type things?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Seasonal events.
Now I got it, because the other one is there all the time.
But that's subject to change, too.
Of course.
Like I said, probably within, in the next coming months or so, you'll probably see other uses come in for the property.
But it states, as you read, environmentally friendly. So paving environmentally friendly means something maybe?
Well, actually, paving is pretty environmentally friendly if you want to look at it, because it keeps the dust down, it keeps the silt down.
But I'm talking about blacktop being hot, and people have said you can use gray. I mean, all the things you read about
concrete,
the heat that is kept in here, the first thing they say is, why did we do things in blacktop when there were other colors and, just to keep things cool?
Well, I'll mention that to the team and see if what we can
people
do.
It
doesn't hurt to explore. You might find something that works really well and is the same price, or perhaps, depending on what it's made of, even less.
And you can be a trailblazer.
That's a good idea. Anybody else have any comments or questions on this item?
No.
Okay. I recommend approval on this. Does anybody have anything else that they'd like to say?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate you coming.
Absolutely.
So let me go back here. Now we are moving to general business. We're going to review the previous fiscal year's financial budget requests and take public input, of which I don't believe we have any. Or suggestions for the next budget for possible action. Yes.
Yes, Chair. So like I mentioned at the last meeting, which was a month ago, so I'll refresh everyone's memory. It's a time of year where per NRS we're required to ask every town board or citizens advisory board about requests for funding.
Mm-hmm.
The way the budget is done for our newest member, basically, Paradise Town subsidizes every other town in Clark County, so even though the revenue comes out of each town, it goes into a big bucket, and then from there, we redistribute things for public works, social services, code enforcement, the airport, UMC, all the county services. But we are still required to ask town board for funding. What happens is when you guys give us a list, I go to the respective department and say these are the priorities for the Winchester Town Advisory Board. As a reminder, last year you requested funding for beautifying medians.
Mm-hmm.
And an update I gave you is that The arts plan remains funded at the same level. However, the commissioner has had multiple meetings, so hopefully we can increase it. Again, he is one of seven, so he needs to count to four, like he always says. Right now, they can't complete projects fast enough due to staffing issues, but we're working on that. And then Public Works can use RTC funds to add medians to new roads or when they're rehabbing roads. So if you have, that's something the commissioner has requested. If there's new rehab roads, we can request medians with not only artwork, if artwork doesn't work, native vegetation.
Native vegetation is good.
The other item that was requested every couple of years, new chairs. It was denied at the time by administrative services. There was not enough funding during COVID. We're still figuring out our funds. And then control homeless encampments, an update on that. The CARES team, we continue to fund the CARES teams. Help of Southern Nevada, the folks in the yellow, continue to receive grant funding from Clark County. In fact, Help of Southern Nevada receives $20 to $30 million in funding every year from Clark County for wraparound services, homeless outreach teams, all that stuff. And Public Works and Code are fully funded and almost fully staffed. So please be also, it was monsoon season last time, so I wrote a note here. Please be aware that Public Works does monsoon cleanup as well, so they're behind on the homeless cleanup encampments. This is a two-meeting process. Last time, I gave you an update on that, and I asked the board to bring recommendations for this so you can officially vote on it this year, or this meeting. So I'll open it up to the board, seeing that there's no one from the public. And you can say ditto to, or please do it again, to all three items. You can renumber them, you can rather reprioritize them, add new ones, delete old ones, whatever the board desires. So to summarize, beautifying medians, new chairs, and control homeless encampments.
I think the homeless encampments that I think most people are acutely aware of is the ones that go through Paradise Palms community.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, but there are, drive on.
I know, but I mean in our, in our immediate area.
Yeah, and they're around the country club as well. Yeah.
So my question is, it's a complicated issue, right? So my specific question is, the more specific we get, better we are, get targeting what you need. So is it homeless encampments and private property? I know some buildings have been burned down. Do you see that?
Yeah, we had a fire a week for a while there.
So do you see that in Winchester, in private property, or is it more in the washes? Because that's separate forms of funding. It's either Public Works, or Public Works, Metro, and Help of Southern Nevada, or code enforcement. So private property owners are in charge of cleaning up their own parcels. So Public Works does not go into private property. A code enforcement ticket is created. We always recommend to reach out to Metro because sometimes folks are not in the right state of mind and can potentially be dangerous. So I'm asking you, do you see the homeless issue more in private property or public property?
So I have a question, because I'm in the alleyways behind commercial properties is where we're seeing a lot of build up in terms of encampments and just general things being left behind.
So that's private property, that's not public property, so that's owned by the private.
So aren't the alleys are private property?
Yeah, so when
that's interesting because I would have thought if garbage trucks go down there and all that they would be public property.
No, garbage trucks go into your private neighborhoods and pick up your trash. That's not. If it's a road, it's a road that's behind it, then yeah, it's Public Works. Alleyway, so the best thing you can do is go to GIS, click on a parcel, and see the alleyway. So 9 times out of 10, it's private property. So what I would recommend is you start a code enforcement complaint. So 702-455-4191, fix it Clark County, and then they'll reach out to the property owner. They'll work with Metro, the property owner will work with Metro to move the folks along.
Okay, yeah, because then what's happening is they're in the alley, and then the business owners will scoot them away during the day, and then during the day, sometimes you'll see people just hanging out on the sidewalks within the neighborhoods.
And then at night they return.
And then at night they return to the alley. That's been what I've generally noticed in terms.
So just so you know, code enforcement only works till 6 p.m., so we don't have a night crew.
Okay.
So we cannot.
That's probably part of the reason.
Force that, right? Mm-hmm, so, yeah. But if there's debris, like trash and debris. Mm-hmm.
Cardboard.
That is, private property should take care of that, so a code enforcement complaint can't be started because of that.
Okay.
It's always helpful. Do you know about Fix It Clark County, the app?
Oh, I know all about it. Someone is abusing it within my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
They're going onto Google Maps and reporting things like carports that are 30 years old being against the property line.
You know, it's good and bad, right?
It's a running joke. That there is someone going through the neighborhood like nitpicking, and there's a little concern that the county will no longer take valid complaints seriously based on how many complaints are being filed.
Yeah. So you have a code enforcement Nazi.
We call her.
So back to the funding. Sorry, I just want to make sure we get this information correct.
Right.
So would your request be for more code enforcement officers?
Yes.
Do you see that's the issue, or longer hours for code enforcement officers?
I think longer hours.
Yes. Okay.
And I had that same issue with the cars parked in front yards. Mm-hmm. That's how we got to know each other, Beatrice and I, by my calling her.
Yeah.
But, you know, cars all up and down just park in your front yard on your grass and on their grass.
Or they're not grass.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. You know, all of that.
If they had a golf course lawn, they wouldn't park a car on it, trust me.
Right. So, yeah. Longer hours?
Longer hours for code enforcement?
Yeah, I think we need. The world doesn't. In Las Vegas, the streets don't roll up at 6 p.m.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, shall we say, disingenuous to believe that's the case and then go, okay, it's 6 p.m., we don't see anything. Okay, it's morning, we see everything.
Right. Well, particularly during the summer, because things happen after dark.
Yeah, and also people are more likely to be out and about in the summer or in warmer weather.
Yeah.
So I would say like May, June, July, August, September, more so than in the winter time when it gets dark at 4 o'clock or 4:30, and it's already 40 degrees outside by 5 o'clock, people generally try not to be out.
So I'll put that as the...
But homeless are.
Well,
homeless are.
Right. But
I'll put that as the number one priority.
Yeah.
If they're hunkering down.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Couple of these, like the new chairs are from like 3 years ago, aren't they?
What chairs? These chairs?
No. Oh. No, these chairs. These chairs.
Oh.
These chairs.
Yeah, so it's something that we carried on.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's been, would that be a fair, close guesstimate about 3 years, including this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and then beautifying medians. Those are the two things I think that we've had on the list yearly, repeatedly. So, in my opinion, the order is good. We need to take the oldest item first and see if we can't do it, whichever one it is, based on your own judgment.
It's the town board.
Okay. Do we want to say beautifying medians, or do we want to say new chairs for us in here, as far as the first item, and then the other item would be second, and homeless will obviously be third because they have to start by getting longer hours. Because they're really going to have a lot. They can't really do a lot if they're start closing at 6 o'clock at night.
And I just want to clarify what beautifying medians with art or
yes,
art.
Yes,
okay. Yes, art and landscaping. It can be a nice combination. Yeah,
yeah.
A drought tolerant, you know, rock gardens. It can be interesting stones. It can be some art that maybe is created by the educational. CCSD.
Oh, the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they, you know,
so,
the college, the early, the kids that go to college without going to UNLV, they're like going to the first year there or second year.
So just be aware that we need to create funding for all of that. We need to create contracts for all of that. We need to create a staff person that does all of that.
Well, wouldn't that be like maybe open it up to like maybe one of the art classes?
It's not that easy, because then we have tried to do it unofficially, but liability comes, like if we put kids in a meeting.
Right.
No, they wouldn't install, they would just create in the classroom and install by county that are already insured and covered by this type of thing.
Would cover the material costs.
Oh, that would have to be the county, obviously.
The county who would monitor the program, so all of that, so it's under the arts plan, Would it be fair to say expand the arts program?
That would be a great idea, yeah, because this could be something that they could actually focus on doing and know that their art might actually be showcased in a public area.
And just so you know, we have a process for that. So if you want art in the medium, just like across the street.
Yeah, there's a couple of them we've done.
All of those have to go through the art committee.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a committee. So it takes about 2 to 3 years to put in a project through that. And just letting you know, that's informational. Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we could beautify the medium and provide a place for the item, and then once it makes it through, it could be put in as the, I don't know, as the finishing touch and have a little ceremony and lemonade.
So all of that needs to be approved and funded the way it currently is in the arts program, so it's more of a 3-year plan than for next year.
Okay.
But to increase, because of the process.
Even with plantings?
With plantings, that's public works. That's not the arts program.
Oh, okay.
And for that, like I mentioned, it either has to be a new road or we have to redo the road.
So in other words, it's got to be something more than just... Well, what if you have an existing medium that hasn't been adorned or has been adorned and it's died or gotten funky?
So that would either be the arts plan, where they have to go through the art committee, get the funding, allocate the funding, go through the arts committee to get something approved.
Even landscaping?
Not landscaping.
No, that's what I'm speaking of.
So for landscaping,
because some of the meetings get raunchy after a few years.
So if something has died, take a picture of it, send it to me, and I'll tell them to just fix it.
Okay.
But if there was something there already existing, it's easy to fix it.
Right.
So that you can always do. That you don't have to wait every year.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because that would seem like it would be we'd never get anything done.
So if you are, I don't want you taking pictures while you're driving.
No.
But so that at any point, if there's already an existing something and you see that it's dead, call me or email me the location, and then I'll email it to Public Works and say, hey, this has existing. Right. It was never maintained.
Like the palm trees going into my area.
Yeah, so Dorothy does that.
Yeah,
so that, don't have to wait, don't have to ask. This is all for new...
Right, that was kind of what I was thinking. So we can fix what's already there if it's died or gotten funky.
Yeah.
We can add landscaping to a median without going through the arts program, because landscaping's not art.
But... it has to be when they're redoing a road.
When they're redoing a road only. So even if the median exists, we can't put anything in it.
In terms of landscaping, no. Because the funding comes from Public Works.
So even if there's been a median, it's just been like rocks, you can't like make it prettier without doing the whole road.
Because there's no funding specifically allocated for beautifying medians.
Thank you. Now we know what we have to change.
That's called bureaucracy.
No, that's called not thinking ahead.
Yeah.
But that's a separate issue. No, so that's really what I would like to explore speaking with the commissioners about, is working with the existing medians that are already provided on roads that don't need to be redone, which is a waste of money, but doing something with those medians to make them more attractive. Now, some of the medians have these metal plants that they've put in.
Right.
There's one company that does them on the corner of... they look really nice.
So that's not landscaping. That's art.
Oh, that's art.
That is, because it's not natural, right? That's not landscaping.
Right.
It's not
natural. I see. Okay, I understand the differentiation now. Okay.
Yeah.
So that becomes the 3-year project.
That becomes a 3-year project. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I know. It's like you have to go. It's like if you take. It's like going to mine the ore so you can make the metal plant.
So for these purposes, would it be increasing the arts plan funding?
Yeah. I think that would help. because then they might be able to look at a schedule that's more realistic for humans that have, you know, not endless lifespans. So they could, we could present a project and they could take it up maybe in 2 or 3 months and it'd be done in 2 or 3 months.
And it's a commissioner's meeting. That's what our commissioner does all the time.
And
he's telling them.
What?
It takes 3 other people to vote, yes.
I know, so he's got to start buttonholing. Hi there, don't you want me to help you sometimes? So vote for my thing.
Oh, I invite you to watch the BCC meetings because that's what he does every other meeting. So if you have some secrets.
I will. So, is that Channel 4?
Yeah, Channel
okay.
4, YouTube.
No, we, Channel 4 is better.
I prefer.
You can go in person. Yeah, you can go. They're open.
It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube.
I'd rather.
Channel 4.
I'd rather watch Channel 4 because they do a pretty good job of broadcast.
So Channel 4 broadcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
Oh, it is? They do? Okay, because they do a nice job of capturing what's happening with the cameras and everything. They don't, you know, it's not like somebody holding up their phone and there's all this area and they cover one guy or woman because that's all they can get.
Yeah. So I'll put increase arts plan funding for median projects.
Because, like, you know, there's a little stretch of land and it really made a big difference between Charleston and Oakey. The road does one of these.
So if you want specific streets.
No, I'm just saying, no, that's an example. That's just an example. And they did a really nice job.
That's on Eastern, right?
No. Thank you. Charleston. And between Charleston and Oakey on Valley View.
Oh, on Valley.
And it turns.
But they've also done
a very nice job on in a narrow space.
Yeah.
That was actually a public works trick to slow down the traffic. That's what slows down traffic.
And they did a great job.
But on Alta, there's one of the old ones.
We did one on Cabana on the east side, too.
Yeah, those end up being traffic things.
Those end up being traffic things with RTC.
Okay. So that solves the long road of all
of these. So DI, right? Like, we can put medians, bike lanes.
Oh, yeah.
That would be lovely.
Well, I have a question, if it's okay, since there's no one.
Sure.
Of course, by all means.
So by asking for the meetings, is it helpful to have sort of a positive effect that would come that would have, like, a positive monetary effect? So by beautifying the meetings, maybe more commercial businesses would be attracted to the area as the area starts to look, you know, a little more up and coming.
Desirable.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. So all of these, we're going to prioritize them. Then what happens is all the town boards send all the requests to Public Works. Public Works then puts a list of every one of their wishes and desires for all of Clark County.
Okay.
They number them. That's how they request their budget from finance. Finance that takes all 28 Clark County departments and prioritizes them, and that's how we get funding.
Okay.
Just providing you. So this is
sausage making.
So there's nothing.
I know, because we do with CDOT.
We don't have to say, like, why we think it would be advantageous to do them, to do these things. We don't have to give a reason.
No, I mean, it's very
a positive outcome.
It's
that
very apparent, but also just letting you know the reality of getting it funded for next year.
Okay.
So these are large multi-million-dollar projects to redo a road.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I didn't want it to be contingent on redoing a road, because that turns it into something that you may not need to get something that you want, but you don't really need, but it would certainly look nicer. So it's kind of like you can't make every round peg go in a square hole.
Yeah. And for the art sculptures, they're anywhere from the small ones, $50,000 to $200,000. So those are also not a drop in the bucket either.
Well.
Yeah,
artistic iron is doing well.
Too. Yeah, artists don't work.
Even some nice bushes would be.
Yeah, a lot.
I just was curious of changing the perception.
So it's not necessarily the perception, is what else needs to be funded.
And I want things
foster
that
care.
Will keep it.
Oh, gotcha.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
In the grand scheme of things, got it. Okay.
But it's always good to have the town board support when the commissioner's asking.
Brings in heat.
Okay.
Well, I was more looking for landscaping, but I noticed that in some areas where they don't have water.
And the arts district downtown is.
Well, you don't have water, you don't have a lot of choice unless you're doing a new road.
Right. And this lady has got to go. You're not in labor, are you?
No, I'm good, sorry. So just for informational items, we do, in our district, we do try to sneak in whenever we have new roads, we're like, hey, can you put desert landscaping in?
Yeah.
Because then we don't have to pull in irrigation. We don't have to pull in water. We don't have to pay for water. So all of these things that we have to think about, and it's not just for the initial project, it's in perpetuity. So
you mean when they do desert landscaping, they don't provide any of those plants with any water? How do they live?
Because they're desert and heat desert landscaping, heat resistant and water tolerant.
Ah. Even with all the heat around them from the hot surfaces of pavement, which they don't have in the desert?
So that's why we can't put really nice fancy cactuses that should, that are technically considered desert landscaping. That's why we end up with sagebrush, because sagebrush survives.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, someone from every neighborhood needs a volunteer to go water the plant.
Right.
When no one's looking.
We don't want you to cross the street.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's why I said when no one's looking, we have like the secret, membership of people who water plants.
Yeah, because then we would have to pull in water. We'd have to pay for the water. That increases taxpayers, like, funding. So
that is very interesting.
So I invite you guys to go to Cabana. It's the latest one, Cabana, between, I would say, is it Tropicana to, what's the street our new development's going under? The one you go up, SECTA. Do you guys remember the technical school? What's that street?
I haven't been there in a while.
No.
Oh, Mountain Vista?
No.
There is a technical school in Oldwood, Mountain Vista, and
not that one. Oh,
yeah, there is one there, though. Mountain Vista and Sunset has
Cabana between Vegas Valley and basically Tropicana.
Okay.
I'm going to check it out.
So that, which, by the way, we got a lot of pushback, and we get hate mail every month. So.
Really?
It is nice to drive down there.
Okay, now.
Because they did, squiggle?
No, because we slowed down the traffic and people want to speed down.
Vegas Valley?
So, you said you got pushback from whom?
From the neighbors and from everyone, from the people that drive up and down.
Okay, and hate mail?
And hate mail, because people want to get from point A to point B. They don't want traffic, and that's what creates, like...
Well, what do you mean they don't want traffic? There's still going to be cars on the road.
But so that...
Those medians didn't make more cars.
But they created less lanes.
Created what?
Less lanes.
Less lanes. Mm-hmm. Less lanes. Oh, so you ended up with, instead of, like, three lanes going each way, you have two lanes going each way?
No. Instead of two lanes going each way, we ended up with one lane going each way and a bike... And a nice sidewalk and a nice medium.
Ah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I like driving down.
You like it? I would rather. I mean,
and it's off of Tropicana, you say?
Between.
Yeah. So go straight east on Tropicana.
Okay.
Before, and then you're going to make a left on Cabana. And Cabana?
Okay.
That's where
it is. Is it before Boulder Highway or after Boulder Highway?
Right after Boulder Highway.
So
right
that was secondary street. So people were probably using that to bypass, and that's why they did it.
That's what I used to do.
Because that's an issue that we have going through my neighborhood. And people will go like 50 miles an hour down a residential street.
Whoa.
Like when DI's closed, like Sakura.
And Haish.
And if you have like a cat or something, like I've become the lady that like screams at cars that are going too fast that aren't going to hear me. You know, like I just look like I'm crazy.
Do you have cats?
I have a cat that I don't like that goes up. But yeah, I'm always like, hey, you're going too fast. No one, they don't hear me, of course, nor do they care, but.
Yeah.
I have become that person, so I understand.
The screaming cat lady.
Yeah. Well, and I think they did that on Spencer with the speed bumps because people would shoot through there so quickly.
So that's a pilot program right now. We did it in Spencer and in another street. It's worked okay in Spencer because a lot of times, like the flashing lights, don't really do anything.
No.
But the speed humps have shown a reduction. However, there is no funding for that project, so we're trying to find funding. So
I feel like
for the speed humps?
Yeah. I feel like the residents along Spencer, they're have mixed reviews of those speed humps.
No.
There's a little, I mean, it's a little over the top. There's a lot of them and a lot of signage.
We're like every 20 feet?
Yeah, and you have to like almost come to a stop when you go over them, so you're like...
Where is the Spencer? I didn't know there was a Spencer anymore because I thought they took and made it University Center
it's
Drive.
It's obscured.
Oh, that's, you're thinking of Swenson. Thinking,
Swenson, yeah. Okay.
Spencer is like,
the
it
golf
runs,
course.
Yeah, it runs all the golf course ones along Paradise Palms.
Uh-huh.
Or Middle School Park.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's where the speed humps are, from Orr Middle School Park to DI.
Oh.
Basically. Yeah, right by National Golf Course.
Yeah, I always drive through there because then I can pretend that
my ex-husband used to call them sleeping policemen, Mr. Gold.
Well, we called them, my dad called them dead policemen. But
oh, dead, there you go.
There you go. I mean,
it was the same era.
Depends on, yeah, same era, exactly.
So just to recap, number one, increase arts plan funding for medium projects. Number two, chairs. Number three, longer hours for code enforcement.
You got it.
I'd get code enforcement before chairs.
You would?
Yeah. I don't care about that. I mean, how long do we sit in the chairs?
Fine, make it to code enforcement before chairs.
And then
it'll
keep you away.
Right.
If it's uncomfortable, that'll keep you away.
I see that it's a bit uncomfortable, but yeah, I can't have fall asleep on this chair.
Bring a pillow.
All right. An official,
or get fat.
Can we have an official vote for Victoria? So just for clarification.
Official vote for Victoria.
You have to officially vote.
Oh, okay. I thought you were supposed to vote for Victoria.
And we are.
Can we have an official? You got my vote.
Right, exactly.
Official vote for Victoria. Right. I mean, that's what you said. I'm just like, okay, sure. Hi there. Yes.
And so she can record it in the meeting minutes, I apologize.
Okay, all righty. All those in favor of the improvement projects being beautification of the median, homeless encampments, and new chairs, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Perfect.
Good.
Yay.
Okay, so I actually closed this because I was like, we were getting close here. So now it's time for comments from the general public. If there's any, there's no general public, so I don't think that's happening. Our next meeting date is proffered to be October 11th, 2022, and we are now adjourned.
Adjourned.
So, but Cabana, go check out.